Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm thrilled you're here today. Whether you're new to these or you've been around a long, long time, welcome. I'm glad you're here. My hope is that these couple of minutes would encourage you and challenge you and maybe even give you a next step to take in your faith. And today on the podcast, we're thinking about this idea of just Jesus, just Jesus. It seems like in our world today, there's a lot of people that look for answers everywhere else but Jesus. There's a lot of people that are out there trying to improve themselves, trying to make themselves better, and I'm a sucker for all of that. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that. Ever since a young age, I've always had this sense within me that I want to grow, I want to learn, I want to become a better person. So I get all of that, but here's what I found. Is that a lot of times people try to change their lives from the outside in. What I mean when I say that is they focus on surface solutions, on how they dress, what their body looks like, all of these external kind of things. And so they try to start on the outside, eventually getting to the inside. But the problem with that is that rarely, if it ever works. What I found is that true change happens on the inside first. It starts inside of our hearts, and true lasting change that starts on the inside eventually leaks its way out into everything else we do. Recently, I was teaching through Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament, and there's a verse that sticks out. In Acts 2, verse 36, a guy named Peter is preaching to a crowd, and he says, "Let all the house of Israel know for certain." So he's cutting through the clutter of his day. He says, here's something I want you to know for certain, that God has made him, talking about Jesus, he has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. And so Peter leans into the crowd and he says to these people that are trying to figure out what's next and what they should do with their lives, and he says, this Jesus, remember this Jesus, not just a random Jesus, but the one you crucified, he is Lord and Christ. Christ is the New Testament word for Messiah from the Old Testament, meaning that he's the one that can remove our sins. He's the one that can redeem us. He's the one that can bring wholeness to our lives. And the word Lord means that he's in charge, that he can carry our burdens, that he can walk through life. He's not threatened by COVID or anything else. He is both Lord and Christ. And the reminder of that simple statement that Peter was making is that all change ultimately depends on who you believe Jesus to be. If Jesus is just a good teacher, that's not going to change your life. If Jesus is just some guy that lived 2,000 years ago, that's not going to change your life. But when you truly believe who he is, when you truly accept that he is God and he died on the cross for our sins and that he's alive today, when you put your faith in Jesus as both Lord and Christ, that is where real change begins. It's not Jesus plus self-help. It's not Jesus plus some other religion. It's not Jesus plus a bunch of rules and codes and regulations. It's just Jesus. Jesus is enough. He's the only one that can take a dead heart and bring it back to life and give us a brand new start. And so today, I want to encourage you, whatever change you're focused on right now, whatever struggle is in your path today, have you stopped to consider that all true lasting change is built on who Jesus is in your life? And my friend, today, if he's just been a teacher or a good guy, I want to encourage you, would you take the step of faith and say, Jesus, would you step out of heaven and into my heart? Help me to turn from my sin and turn to you. And if that's something that you'd like maybe some guidance on, drop us a note today at hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com. And we would love to give you some resources and maybe even set up a call to walk you through that. But I hope you have a great day today. And just remember that Jesus is enough.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.